Why are you here? God wants an example. I am here to know, love, and serve God. The meaning of my life, I would dare say any life, is a faith journey back to my Creator God. God is nothing but love. By definition, God has everything. The only reason God has to create me, or any, is out of love. He created me, every soul, in His image and likeness, that we might become like Him. He built us with innate needs of relatedness, competence, and autonomy. He gave us free will. My discovery is primary values that satisfy innate needs. They affect our feelings. They build community. They bring well-being. Every person has feelings that tell us if we are on target or off target in our journey to God. The adversity card lets us know if we are on target or off target on our journey to God. I am an ordinary person. The first half of my life was like any other. Then, in 1985, I started to have mystical experiences. I had already decided to place my faith in God. I prayed. I practiced my faith. I had gone from an awareness of a caring presence outside of myself to a belief in God. God is nothing but love. I had a vision that I've spoken of elsewhere. Now, in every ordinary thing in my life since 1985 was revealed, God's will for me. I captured it in my diary of over 7,000 pages, of which 42 pages, called My Role, is public. It came slowly. I was not a robot. I had to choose. I had to discern. I made many mistakes. Satan was there too. False guidance was a serious problem. Everything was accelerated. You have to know God to come to God. You have to discern God. I have written of discernment of guidance elsewhere. By guidance, I mean thoughts, words, deeds, feelings, dreams, or visions, not from oneself, but interiorly obtained. Discernment means a decision to act, and that ultimately, if from God, provides good fruits, and if from Satan, provides bad fruits. God gave me my cross. My cross was following His guidance in my ordinary life. I have concluded that it is by our cross we live out the primary value of doing that which is truly in the best interests of others. Without being in a small group of dedicated people on the same path to God as I, that I alone could not discern my path. These people did not have the same habitual problems as I. They helped me overcome bad habits and bear my cross. After many years, God explained that I was to have my cross as often as there were weaves in my shirt. I began to accept my cross. I sought to stay related with every person on earth. This involved changing only myself. It involved even those who thwarted my innate needs. I speak the truth always. I stay with them. I'm kind to them long enough until they are kind back to me. Even my enemies love me. I have written of this elsewhere in Domain Theory. By my cross, I was bringing away the dross of my sins. I was purifying myself. I heard the will of God on the lips of all those around me. Some befriended me. Some dedicated little ones joined my small groups. I was set free not for myself, but by them. God blocks Satan by being in a small group. Smart groups are natural law, use natural law to stay on the path to God. They are universal groups open to all mankind. We do not share beliefs. We share relevant resolution stories. God does not have in mind that we kill each other because we have different beliefs. My small groups created a protective bubble of community around me. I grew. I'm still growing. Satan will destroy himself as I go from ways that hurt and harm others to more loving ways. I draw those around me to my righteousness within by suffering at their hands. God is nothing but good. His abundance is everywhere. As I accept my cross in God's name, I am following his plan for me. It is like falling off a cliff into my new self. God gave us free will. That means freedom to choose. God, or even not God. I can only sin by knowing God's will for me and not choosing it. Conversely, when I surrender totally to God's will for me, only then do I have peace, joy, and happiness. God is nothing but love. I set out to do a small thing, to build community. I ended up with a revelation for all mankind to follow natural law, to be on target as human beings. Science states innate needs, when satisfied, yield enhanced self-motivation and mental health, and when thwarted, lead to diminished motivation and well-being. Our SMART groups lead to a certificate as a SMART ambassador of community. I only completed my work to replicate this elsewhere in May of 2022. Today, St. Ferdinand is paying participants to follow this natural way to change the earth, to bring this protective bubble of community to all mankind. We are beginning in one significant location and moving outward from there. That location is your community. What better place to start than here? Your local community is already an extraordinary model. Why not be a model for the world? This occurs when we befriend our neighbor. Are you willing to do this? We befriend each other by sharing our miracle testimony as from a caring presence outside of ourselves, so that our life be God's life in us.